Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Texture writes, hey, Tara, could you tell me the name of the auto repair place you advertise occasionally? Yes, First Class Holt. They're fabulous. Fixing Hondas, Acuras, Lexuses, and Toyotas. No problem. Hey, Texture writes, just like you said yesterday, Tara, the U.S. economy added 263,000 jobs in November. Yeah, that's just out. The least since April of last year, but more than market expectations of 200K. Yeah, that's the headline, but it's deceptive. Texture continues. Just like you said, the biggest job gains occurred in leisure, hospitality, healthcare, and government, probably IRS, while employment declined in retail trade. Shouldn't they be hiring for Christmas season and in transportation and warehousing? Yeah, that was the big news this week. This has been going on since the middle of the summer, and it is shocking that it's not a bigger story. It would be if Trump was still the president. We're hemorrhaging jobs. Wait, Tara, didn't you just say that we added 263K jobs? Yeah, we did. But we've been losing white-collar jobs since this summer. Negative. It gets covered up by the gains, and the Biden White House runs out and goes, "Wow, look at the gains, they added jobs!" Yeah, you know what that is? You know those jobs they couldn't fill? Wait staff for restaurants, bartenders, busboys, stuff like that? Because they didn't pay enough to live? Yeah, well, the people who just got fired from their white-collar jobs and their skilled labor jobs, they're going and picking those up, two of them at a time, trying to figure out how to eat. And the Biden administration cheers. That's why all of a sudden they're taking the hospitality leisure jobs. These are the bottom-tier jobs. Nothing shameful about working them. I worked these jobs for many years. Tremendous amount of respect for people who do it. That's not gain. That's loss. You want to know what the real headline figure is here? ADP. The private payroll data. 100,000 manufacturing jobs gone in the month of November. What are those? Those are the kind that the head of household uses to pay the bills. As John Cougar Mellencamp once sang, the bills that kill. The ones that weigh you down. Those head of household jobs are vanishing. We're just getting killed. So, I mean, think about that. 100,000 jobs gone in manufacturing. That is a gut punch in a single month. I can't believe these poor people going into Christmas, taking the gifts back. Oh. And so what are those jobs? Those are high-end skilled labor jobs that are well-paid or for before the destruction. And those are engineering jobs. A lot of folks in this community are like that. They have college degrees. They work in engineering. Those are management. That's a gut punch. And folks, I've been bringing you the news from India, and I think following this in India is so interesting. This massive debate they're having in India, I forget his title. It's not finance minister. It's blanking on it right now. But they have been after him. He's become a controversial figure. And the reason he has is because he's not adding the coal fire plants fast enough. And they're in a lather in India because China is adding coal fire plants faster than they are. Indonesia's getting on the coal bandwagon now. And India is concerned that as the manufacturing jobs that you're watching go away, are shifted to Indonesia, are shifted to Vietnam, are shifted to India, that they will not have the power to power the plants that those jobs will go to. So they're on a binge. They're binging coal as we shut down refineries and coal power plants, coal facilities. It's stupid. It's just plumb stupid. You're seeing the beginning of that. That's inflation, but it's also the Biden administration just gutting manufacturing, inducing hopelessness, not putting those jobs back. So keep that in mind when you hear the woohoo, 263,000 jobs. Yeah, what kind of jobs? Oh, look, there's a squirrel. The lowest paying jobs, the desperation jobs, the jobs that as you come home from where you work and you have just gotten that pink slip, you're on your route and you're desperate, man, you're on your way home. You know, those kids are hoping to have something under the tree and you're picking up a job doing anything you can. Assistant manager at the restaurant, wait staff, whatever it takes, kitchen, those jobs. And the Democrats cheer. There's nothing to cheer here. By the way, that liar, Janet Yellen, what a smooth liar that woman is, over at the Treasury Department, you know the one who told you Putin caused the inflation? That woman. Yeah, she forgot she said that, I guess, or she figures you don't pay too close attention. Now she's saying, oh, wait, you caused the inflation. Wait, what? You caused the inflation. Coming, I caused the inflation? Yeah, it wasn't Putin. Oh, cool, Jan. Then how did I cause the inflation? Well, you just bought too much stuff during the COVID lockdowns, and yeah, it's your fault. Not the Democrats, though.
It turned out the pandemic had very special impacts on the economy. Remember, everybody stopped spending on services. They were in their homes for a year or more. They wanted to buy grills and office furniture. They were working from home. They suddenly started splurging on goods, buying technology. You know, we're suddenly working through technology. And bottlenecks started developing where supply in particular important sectors of the economy just couldn't keep up with demand.
Oh, okay, Jen. I thought it was Putin. I thought Putin did that. Oh, okay. But it wasn't Putin. It was us. But it wasn't the Democrats. It had absolutely nothing to do with the $8 trillion they authorized in the last 2 years. Again, to be printed because it wasn't real. To be printed. That's what causes inflation. The only one thing causes inflation is government printing. People buying a lot of stuff doesn't cause inflation. Never has, never will. This is why when Trump's economy was on fire, we did not have inflation. Because we hadn't gone over the limit for printing where you begin to depress the value of your dollar. What did cause inflation? Was it Putin? No, no. You'll remember this from our friend, the former number two, who really was a number two, in Democrat leadership. At the time, the American Rescue Act passed, the second month of Joe Biden's administration. We printed $1 trillion. We spent it all in 4 months. It was insane. That's what caused the inflation. Tell us, Jim, again, what really caused the inflation? You won't find any mention of you spent too much money during the pandemic, and you will not find any mention in here of Putin. Who caused the inflation, Jim? It was the Democrats and their party line votes for the American Rescue Act.
He's not putting money out the way we did with the Rescue Act. Are you going to fan inflation? It just, that I know. That's elementary.
That I know. It's elementary. Are we at fault? Well, we should have prepared people better for inflation. But no, otherwise, we don't care.
All I can say, we may have done a better job preparing people for what was going to take place.
I see.
But remember, it is a pretty good thing to have something to inflate. But this president's got to worry about those people with nothing to inflate. And we got to take care of them as well. And so I think that the American people will come around to a better way of thinking about this. But we've got to do a little better job of helping them.
See, that's the part that grates me the most, honestly. The American people will come around to a better way of thinking about this. They will accept living Zimbabwe style if we tell them to. Otherwise, we'll cancel their social media accounts. They will come around to a better way of thinking about this as we print more and more money. I am Jim Clyburn, and this message has been delivered along with the inflation by the Democrat Party.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.